Hello. Thank you, first, the organization for accepting my talk, and thank you for coming. And in this talk, I will present software that I am developing since, I think, 2 years ago, named Dublang. It's a multi-language live coding system. And then I will do a very short presentation here with a small video demonstration. And first, a bit about my profile. I work as a research software engineer inside a project named the Cortex Platform in France, inside the University Gustave Eiffel. Also, I am a collaborator of the Software Heritage Project as an ambassador and Debian contributor, and also as a hobby. I am a live coder and a visual artist. I am very interested in live coding to produce sounds and to produce video as well. And that's why I created this tool to support my interest in this subject. First, the name of the project. I think it's important to mention from where comes the inspiration. The Dublang name is inspired by the musical style dub. And dub consists of remixes of existing music, and Dublang consists of remixes of existing software. Then one of the goals of the Dublang tool is to have a single interface, textual interface, live coding interface, to manipulate and to use multiple different tools in the same source code, in the same session. Then how it is designed? The Dublang system is designed in a client server architecture. And for that, I am using, in the client side, I am using Neovim text editor, because I found it very easy to implement, not also because it's easy to implement using the Lua language, that it's a really nice scripty language that fits very well in the purpose of this tool. As the purpose is to mix different tools in the same environment, then a scripty language like LuaLang works very well. And then in the other side, I have the servers that is being managed by systemd service. Then here is one example of how looks like a Dublang source code. Then here is an example where I have two different languages, and the region with the hashtag and exclamation defines a region for a specific language. And then I can have in the same source code different regions with different program language. And then for each language, I have to implement inside the Dublang system an extension through a plugin. Then the Dublang system is built on top of the architecture is pluggable. Then I can create new plugins to integrate new languages or new tools. Let's see if I can play this video here as example. I hope the sound works. It doesn't work, the sound? But I don't have sound yet in this moment.
Oh, okay. That's still something. You can try. You should be here. Plug in the sensor audio object. If you're looking, you might get sound.
What I do with this? In which button I click? Left or right? Sorry. Oops. What happened? I don't know what happened here.
What's happening? There we go.
Okay, some.
Yeah.
I clicked in the wrong button.
Yeah,
sorry.
It won't full screen apparently, but there you go.
Let me go back one or 2 seconds. Then here, I have more or less the same code I shared in the previous. In the previous presentation, where is the sound?
It'll be here soon.
I lost the sound. Ah, no, look, here.
Oh, yeah, sorry. There you go. Oh, cool.
Yes. Then here, when I evaluate this, it's being executed by the SuperCollide server. And then, in the same source code, I'm going to add some... I think I finished my time. Just to finish this small demo. Then this is Bambam is being executed by the Tidal Cycles language, then 2 different servers, and the client is sending it to the proper server. Sorry for extending my time. Thank you for your attention. No time for questions, I suppose, right?
I mean, if you can take on the side of the room, that's fine, but not as a speaker.
Thank you.
Yeah.